All right, welcome to the Danny Picard Show. I believe it's Monday. I think. I've been MIA. If you follow me, you know. I've been social media distancing as well as social distancing. And as you can tell, watching right now on YouTube, smash that subscribe button. YouTube.com/Danny Picard. I am prepared. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm freaking out, but I'm prepared. You know, they say the next 2 weeks here, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be crazy. It's going to get nuts. Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but I've had a lot of time to watch a lot of the news, okay? And I never get political on this show. And I'm most likely never going to get political, even though sports are done for the foreseeable future. And on the last show that I had, I told you that I think it's possible we don't see any sports again until 2021, but I was wrong because they announced today that they're going to try to get golf back up and running. They're going to have the Masters in, what, November, I think they said? So they're going to try. But you can play golf. You don't have to have fans on the golf course. You don't have to have fans at Augusta National. But do you have to have fans at an NFL game or at a Major League Baseball game or at an NBA playoff game or Stanley Cup playoff game? Of course you do. Of course you do. So I don't know that they're going to do that. Though I also thought they needed fans at WrestleMania, which I did watch over the weekend, and I'm going to give you my reaction to that in just a few minutes. But there's no sports to analyze for me right now, so I'm in a tough spot. I don't ever get political, but I do watch the news a lot, probably too much for my own good, right? And what I will say is that, from my own standpoint, and I guess you could say non-biased opinion, because I always seem to be middle ground when it comes to political stuff. Like, I don't really ever find myself siding with one side every single time. But I think it's fair to question a lot of stuff. I think you can take this coronavirus seriously, as you can tell I am. But at the same time, I think it's definitely, there are definitely fair questions to ask right now with regards to what they actually know, and even the doctors. What they actually know. People, Dr. Fauci said this, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. Look, I watched a video of Dr. Fauci on, I think it was MSNBC or CNN, back at the end of January, and he's looking into the camera saying that us here in the United States, we don't have to worry about coronavirus. Well, a couple months later, he's at the White House every single day, standing behind the president's podium, talking about peaks and models and how I need to be wearing a mask. I don't even know if I'm wearing it right. But I'm wearing it. I'm taking it seriously. I am more sanitized than any person you fucking know. Okay? So don't ever question how serious I've been taking this. Now, that said, as serious as I'm taking it, as I drive around to get out of the apartment before I lose my fucking mind, I think it is definitely fair to question what is going on right now. Definitely fair to question what is going on right now. And I say fair to question what is going on. And what I mean by that is what they're telling us. You know, they say this 2-week period is going to be bad. What do they know that they're not telling us? Did they just get new numbers from China that are worse, much worse than what China was originally telling us? That's very possible. You know, you got issues with the economy. I'm concerned about the economy. I'm concerned about my livelihood just as much as I am my health. You know, part of the other reason I've been social media distancing, is that every time I go on, somebody is just getting their panties in a bunch over politics. And I'm like, listen, just because somebody mentions the economy doesn't mean they don't care about people's lives. The economy is important. Okay? It's crucially important. Like, I don't know how you could think it's not important. You can believe the economy is important and believe that saving lives is important all at the same time. You can. And I do. I mean, let's face it. You know, I'm a sole proprietor. I am glad as I'm fixing this mask. I don't even know if I have it on right. I am glad that they are opening up the door for sole proprietors to get some of this money that they're dishing out. Because they weren't giving me that money when I got laid off or lost my job at the Boston Metro when the newspaper shut down a couple months ago. They weren't giving me money then. And they are even fighting that I don't deserve any of this coronavirus money because my losses are not affected by coronavirus directly. Well, I argue that. I will argue that to the death. One, I got no sports to talk about right now. So I'm doing a YouTube video with a mask on talking about the fucking economy. Nobody wants that. Nobody that follows me wants that. Okay? And on top of it, everything that I do as a sole proprietor, as somebody who runs my own business, my own brand, doesn't have a brand doing that for me right now during these tough times. I have to do it for myself. You know, most of what I do relies on the hope of the outside world. And not just the sports world, but the advertising world. The economy. People wanting to spend money. Outside of just applying for a small business loan. The success of my business and my brand relies on the hope of the rest of the world with regards to the economy. Look, I'm driving around right now. There's people not wearing masks. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't have a mask on earlier. I went out, got one, got some gloves, because I felt guilty. And it's guilt. Marty's telling everybody to wear masks. I think Marty even had one on today. Good for him. Good for Marty. You know, if you're gonna sit there and tell us that we gotta wear masks, you better have one on. You know what I mean? You better have one on. Everybody at that presidential briefing should be walking into that room tonight with a fucking mask on their face. And why do I hear planes flying overhead? Like, can't we shut that down even for one day? Just shut it all down. This is what I said at the beginning. You know, in early March when I told you I went to a restaurant and there were less people in the restaurant than there were at the grocery store. I'm like, well, if you want to do this shutdown and have everybody take it seriously, start shutting everything down. Don't leave restaurants open. I feel bad for the restaurant owners because they're losing business. Though they can still do takeout. And they're doing takeout. And I'm grateful for that because I get a lot of takeout. But like, I see planes flying overhead and I'm going, I don't understand that one bit. Either go hard or go home. Shut it all down. What, you can't shut down all flights for a couple days? Why? Tell me why. Oh, I forgot. Money. It's... Again, back to the questions. I think it's fair to question some things that are going on. Question what they know, question what they're telling us. You know, I feel like there's just mixed messages here. There's some people with masks, there's some people with no masks. I don't know what's going on. Does anybody? Nobody does. So, what's up? I can't tell you how many times I've driven around Salty, around my neighborhood. Too many times. I got nowhere else to drive. I need a new spot to drive. Need a new spot. And the other question is, well, how long is this going to last? I told you, my last show, nobody knows. They already extended it to May 4th. I got a news for you. They're going to extend it past that. There's no way they're going to open shit up on May 5th. There's no way. There's no way. Okay? There's no way. I'll be shocked. And if they do, I might tell you that's the wrong decision. I don't know if this virus is going anywhere. You know, I don't know if the shortness of breath that I have right now is just general stress and anxiety or early stages of coronavirus. I got no idea. Yeah, sometimes I'm just even sitting on my couch, I'm breathing in, and I'm like, oh, am I breathing in coronavirus? I opened my window this morning for 2 seconds. I closed it real quick. What am I doing? The coronavirus here coming to my bedroom. But that's stress related too. You know, I'm panicking about it. We're all panicking. It's crazy. And it would be nice to have a game to watch, you know? Watch a game, baseball game, calm down. That'd be nice. But we don't. And I can understand it. I can understand it. I'm just saying it would be nice. I watched WrestleMania. I mean, they did the best that they could with what they did. I mean, what else could they do? No fans in a little gym in Orlando. You know, you can... I mean, having no fans, to be one of those performers, one of those wrestlers, I mean, my hat's off to them. Like, that's tough. And I think they all stepped up their game. And they should be applauded for that. They did a nice job with WrestleMania, I thought. Given the circumstances, they did all that they could with what they had. With what they were trying to do. And I don't know what people are saying on social media, because like I said, I've been social media distancing. But I can only imagine what people were saying about the Boneyard match with The Undertaker and AJ Styles. And with the Firefly Funhouse match, the Bray Wyatt, John Cena match. I don't know what people are saying. I'm sure people on social media hated it because people on social media are fucking exhausting. People on Twitter, I honestly, if there's one good thing that comes out of this for me personally, it might be that I never go back to regular Twitter use, or at least regular Twitter viewing. Like, I might just dump and run. Dump my content, dump my links. If you want to follow the links, the content, keep doing it. If you don't, whatever. Whatever. Driving around with gloves and a mask, waiting to see if I got approved for a small business loan. Because of the coronavirus. You think Twitter has any importance in my life? It really doesn't. And I, you know, like last, people are like, well, why aren't you doing your show? First of all, my show is inside of a business in Dorchester. And, you know, I just like, I'm doing my part. Stay home, right? That's what I'm doing. But I also haven't been giving you the content that maybe I could have, because the one thing I'm seeing out there is I'm seeing a lot of, I'm seeing too much content. That makes sense? Like, too much content. People are overdoing it. People are giving us content that we don't need, that we don't even want to see. But they're giving us content because they're bored. They have nothing else to do. And they figure they're going to use this opportunity where everybody is on their phones and in their house and on YouTube and on social media and listening to podcasts. They're going to use this opportunity to promote themselves. But what's happening is I'm seeing a lot of people who are generally good at what they do overpromote themselves to the point where I'm starting to dislike them. I'm like, eh, I think you're probably going to regret that video in a couple months. You know, I think you're probably going to regret saying that, acting that way. You know, it's not the best look. You're an entertaining person. I enjoy your stuff, but this is like, I didn't sign up for this when I hit follow on you. And so, like, I don't want to go that route. I don't want to start dishing out too much content that people, I think there's too much content right now for people. I do. And the best thing for me has been to put the phone down at times and just watch the news. I know that's not the best thing, but you get what I'm saying. Social media, I'm social media distancing right now. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, I think it's working for my own mental state. And this is an important time to, you know, take care of your own mental state. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people dealing with shit right now in their own head. And I'm one of them. You know, I'm one of them. And I've been dealing with some shit, you know, in my own head really for the last year and a half, 2 years or so. And obviously something like this doesn't help. But you got to try to take the steps to make sure that you take care of yourself. And as you can see, I'm doing that, not just with the physically with the virus, but getting out, taking a drive. And I don't know, getting some shit off your chest, I guess. I can't promise you that while this is going on and while sports are shut down, I can't promise you that I'm going to be doing this all the time. In fact, I will promise you I won't be doing this all the time. The status of my show is up in the air. And so maybe this video is a little announcement, I guess, that you know, it's a week by week. It's going to be a week by week thing for me here moving forward. And you know, just like everything else, it's up in the air. Just like everything else, I don't know. I don't have a target date to when I'll be back in my studio or in a studio regularly. There were some things that I was working on the last 6 months or so that, you know, I had to pump the brakes on it for the time being because of everything that's going on. And that's unfortunate. So that's another setback that you guys don't even know about, that maybe one day you will know about. Maybe that'll be a cool story. I don't know. Maybe it won't be a cool story because maybe it doesn't happen. Or maybe, who knows? Honestly, who knows? Who knows? You know, the thing that I worry about is like, like something like this can cause such a disruption in our world. You know, there's some bad people out there that are loving this, that would like to probably do this and make this a regular thing for us to panic, for us to shut down, for people to die, for the economy to go to shit. You know, there's some bad people out there that would like for this to not only continue, but to happen again, maybe when we don't see it coming. And what we're learning is that, well, even when we saw it coming, we couldn't do anything. So I don't know. Nobody knows. I'm not here to provide any answers for you. I'm just here to, I guess, give you a little update on my show and what I've been up to, because I have been MIA. I have not been tweeting or recording podcasts or giving you videos. I think the last show I did was like 2 weeks ago, right? I tell you what, I'd like a bicycle right now. I'm not usually a bike guy, but I just saw someone drive by on a bike, and I'm like, you know what? I could do that right now. It's nice out. I got the AC going in here right now. Maybe I wouldn't like a bike. Because then you're out in that coronavirus air. I don't know. Might look into a bike. We'll see. What else? Oh, WrestleMania. Did I tell you what I did? Yeah, I did tell you what I think about WrestleMania. I didn't finish my thought on that. I loved the Firefly Funhouse match. I thought it was great. Especially the part with John Cena in the NWO. And then I loved the Boneyard match with AJ Styles and The Undertaker. It was great. Who didn't like it? I can only imagine, and this is where I got off track, social media. I can only imagine that people on social media did not like it. You know? I can only imagine. I loved it. I loved the Boneyard match. I loved everything about it. I thought the production was fantastic. I think that's what they had to do. They had to mix it up. They had to give us something different. And they did. And I thought they nailed it. That and the Firefly Funhouse. But what's next for them? I don't know. What's next for wrestling? What's next for sports? I think all eyes are on the NFL. Because they're supposed to begin, you know, they got the draft, they got OTAs. What's next for the NFL? And they don't want to budge. NFL, Roger Goodell, he's like, Roger Goodell's threatening to punish people who are saying shit might get pushed back. Roger Goodell is such a clown, it's not even funny. He is the biggest boob going. And I just think, I think, don't take the golf stuff as a way to believe these leagues are going to continue or begin in the fall. I don't think so. What network is the Masters on in November? Is it CBS? I think it's CBS. Huh. You got college football. You got the NFL. What, they're going to have the Masters? What are they going to show? Are they going to show football games? Or are they going to show golf? If anything, maybe that they're going to do the Masters on CBS in the fall and in November, that tells me that they know there's going to be no football. Maybe. I would not be surprised if football gets pushed back. You know, and then maybe we don't have to see Tom Brady play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's some crazy shit, too. I've already reacted to that. Tom Brady is a Buccaneer. And it sucks. But who knows when we see football again? People are assuming it's going to be on schedule. I don't know about that. I honestly don't know. I told you on my last show a couple weeks ago, I wouldn't be surprised if the next, we'll say four major sports, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL, if the next of the four major sports we see is the beginning of a new shortened season of the NBA and the NHL, which will begin in January. I wouldn't be surprised by that. But we'll see. We'll see. What else do I got? I got nothing else. Got nothing else. Stay safe. Wash your hands. They say wear a mask. They say stay home too. I get it. I'm not home. I'm driving. But I think there's a difference between me driving around the city with a mask and gloves on, then going up M Street Park and playing basketball with a bunch of people. Though they did cover up the nets or even the street hockey court. You know, they shut that down. There's a difference between me doing this and people doing that. Get out and go for a cruise. If you got the wheels, if you got a bike, you can do that too. Wear a mask. Good to see Marty's wearing a mask. You know, Practice what you preach. You know what I mean? Go hard or go home. Shut it all down or let people live. And they're shutting, for the most part, they're shutting it all down. There's some other things I'd like to see shut down, you know, if you really wanted to go all in on this. But unfortunately, some people, you know, there's some parts of life that can't be shut down, and money's a factor. But, yeah, that's what I got. Smash that subscribe button. I don't know when the Danny Picard show will continue. I don't know how we'll continue. It's a sports talk show. I cover sports. And these are trying times for anybody in the sports media industry. And, you know, just because I'm not part of a network doesn't mean that I'm not feeling the effects. I mean, I was feeling the effects. I was having trying times before coronavirus. Now, even more so, because what I do relies on the hope of the outside world that maybe at some point somebody will advertise still. The advertisers will keep coming in, which I have them, well, which I lost because of all this stuff, because there's no sports. You know that I will get a new writing gig after the Metro newspaper shut down, but there's no hope for that because there's no sports to write about, and there's no people hiring for that right now. So it sucks. But the only thing we can do is our part. And I'm doing mine. You should do yours. I'm not preaching to you. I'll leave that for Twitter. I'll leave the preaching to people on Twitter. You know. You know the drill. I would say don't watch as much world news as I watch. Don't watch all the conspiracy theory documentaries on YouTube that I watch. But it is fair to question some things that you see and hear around you that people are telling you. While taking everything seriously, while taking life seriously, while taking the economy seriously, and the rebuilding of the economy after this seriously, all of it, take it seriously. You could do all of it at the same time. Some people might judge you, but those people are fucking morons, okay? If you're concerned about the economy, and your job, and your livelihood, you know, that doesn't mean you don't care about people who are dying. You do. You can. You can care about both. Anyone who tells you otherwise is a moron. Don't listen to them. And if they're telling you that on social media, unfollow them on Twitter. They're a jerk off. All right. I gotta go. I gotta go get an iced coffee. I don't know. I don't... Like, does that... Do people frown against it? Like, what? Can I get an iced coffee? Is that doable? Drive-through? You know what I mean? What if the person giving the iced coffee has coronavirus and doesn't know it? It's an invisible enemy. I don't know. There's a plane. I'm looking at a plane. Oh, yeah. Just keep sending them in. Yeah, it's a plane landing. Oh, yeah, keep sending them. Keep flying those babies in here. How many people are going to get off that Southwest plane that just dropped in? Flew over Southie? How many people are we talking? Keep packing them in. Keep packing them in. What the fuck? All right. You know where I stand. I think I know where you stand. When will you hear from me or talk to me next? Don't know. Don't know. But hopefully, when we do talk, there's good news. See ya.